I was surprised to learn today that Syria was once host to thousands of refugees from Europe. This was during World War II. Back then, tens of thousands of Europeans, most of them women and children, fled violence and war at home. They were from all over Europe, but mostly from the former Yugoslavia, as well as Greece, Italy, and Bulgaria. They found refuge in Palestine and Egypt, as well as Syria. Britain controlled these places at the time and set up camps for the refugees. Evan Taparata dug up the story. He's a graduate student at the University of Minnesota.
The conditions in camps in the Middle East during World War II were not unlike conditions that refugees are facing today in camps all over the world. You know, we see images of contemporary camps that are filled with tents and kind of more makeshift facilities for refugees, and that was certainly the case during World War II as well. I can say that in Aleppo, Syria, in the refugee camp there, the refugees were staying in structures that were made with stone walls and had kind of corrugated iron roofs. So these were more permanent structures. And the archival record, you know, tells us that these were structures that were cool in the summertime, but during the wintertime, they would be very cold.
Were any of these refugees European Jews fleeing the Holocaust?
So, you know, in the records that I have access to, there's not a whole lot of talk directly about religion. So I can't answer that with certainty. But what I can tell you is that, for example, there was a broad report about conditions in these camps. And there was a note in that report noting that there should be care taken to ensure that the food offered in refugee camps would honor and reflect the practices of Muslims as well as Jews. I can tell you as well that in Moses Wells, a camp in Egypt, there was a note in an archival document stating that there was a cemetery actually in the refugee camp and that the cemetery was separated according to religion. And it mentioned in this document that there was a section for Jews and a section for Greek Orthodox and Roman Catholic refugees. So that would you know, indicate that there were Jews in these camps, although, you know, in terms of numbers, I don't have access to that kind of information from these reports.
What did these refugees get to do during the day? Did they have activities, or were they basically just kind of waiting out the war?
So a little bit of both. You know, some of the camps, the officials there had arranged for kind of formal leisure activities. Some of the camps required refugees to work, to perform different kinds of jobs. Some of the camp officials actually encouraged refugees to participate in self-government. So, for example, at one of the camps, refugees had organized amongst themselves kind of a small democratic council where they could talk about conditions in the camp and bring up any issues that they wanted to discuss to camp officials, you know, together as a kind of collective body. So there were many kinds of ways that refugees filled the time in these camps.
Where did the refugees go after the war?
Information on this in the records that I have is sparse. I do know that many of the Greek refugees were able to go back to their island homes in the Mediterranean. But beyond that, unfortunately, these records don't actually offer a whole lot of information on what ultimately happens to the refugees who are staying in these camps.
Anything really jump out at you in your research that made you think, gosh, this is just like today?
You know, I think so. So one thing that really jumped out to me as I was reading these documents and these reports is that by and large, officials are kind of acting as ethnographers. They're observing what's happening in camps. But there isn't, we don't hear the voices of refugees themselves in the camps. And so this made me think today about representations of refugees in the media and how we often don't get to hear the voices and experiences of refugees from their own voices, from their own perspectives. I would say also just what's really struck me was the emphasis in these reports on daily life, the emphasis on creating opportunities for refugees to live their lives as they would normally outside the confines of these refugee camps. I mean, I think this is something that, you know, refugees, millions of refugees around the world are dealing with today, you know, how to achieve some semblance of a normal life in this extraordinary situation of being completely uprooted and displaced from your home.
Evan Taparata is a graduate student at the University of Minnesota. Thanks a lot, Evan.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.